Centuries before Jesus was born, God came to a man named Abraham and said, I will bless you, and through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. I will bless you. What does that mean? We use that word a lot. When someone sneezes, we say, bless you. Before meals, we say a blessing. And I end most of my emails, if you've gotten one from me, saying blessings. But what does it mean when God says to Abraham, I will bless you and I will bless the world through you? Blessing is an act of grace. Just like grace, the thing that makes a blessing is that the person receiving it hasn't earned it. It comes freely, and it speaks of the goodness and the generosity of the blesser, much more than it speaks of any kind of merit of the person that has been blessed. So blessing is a gift. Not obligation, not payment, not reward. It's a gift freely given because the one who gives it takes pleasure in giving. One of the things that we all enjoy, I think, about Christmas is watching children open gifts. And it can be quite endearing and quite funny. At times, America's Funniest Videos always gives us a good sampling of children opening gifts at Christmas time. And I imagine that some of us can still remember when we were children and the fun and excitement that we had opening gifts. When we first moved to Hong Kong, I was one of six kids plus mom and dad, and there was really a mountain of presents around the tree. And the rule at our house was we open our gifts one at a time, in turn. And so the suspense and excitement and anticipation lasted for hours sometimes, it seemed like. And some kids tear into it, and there's paper flying everywhere for about 3 seconds. And others like to savor the moment and carefully peel the tape so that the paper doesn't get ripped. And I've never quite understood the logic of that. But when my son Lyle was little, maybe three, I'm guessing, there was this Christmas where every gift that he received, he would say, oh, I just love it. It's what I've always wanted. And then he'd drop it and turn looking for the next gift. And there's another thing about gifts and blessing. And that is that the person that it's given to doesn't get to decide what it is. At least that's the idea. My wife and I make lists for each other and print out, you know, web pages and that kind of stuff. It kind of takes away, doesn't it, a little bit of the idea of a gift. The opening of the wrapper is kind of a formality at that point. But I wonder how many tears get shed around the Christmas trees of America because the doll that Susie got had a blue dress instead of a red dress. And Johnny got a Batmobile instead of a Super Ninja Transformer Batmobile. What the giver considers valuable and the receiver thinks is valuable, aren't always the same thing. I remember once, only once, giving Sharon a set of Tupperware for her birthday. I thought, that would be a great gift. We were poor. We needed Tupperware. Put two and two together. She didn't think so. Imagine giving a savings bond to a 5-year-old and To them, it's just a piece of paper.
This is your ticket to college. They don't care.
So the giver can give, but the receiver must also receive. And they must decide whether they want the gift, whether it's valuable to them or not, whether it's something to be kept and cherished, or perhaps something for the Salvation Army, or for the white elephant next year. God said to Abraham, I will bless you, and I will bless the whole world through you. I'm going to give you a gift, and through you, I'm going to give a gift to the entire world. A promise spoken into history. A promise that ultimately would change the course of human history. I will bless you. It wasn't until centuries later that God's gift to the world arrived. It came quietly. So quietly that almost no one noticed it except for a few shepherds who were tending their sheep out on the hills, as we heard earlier this morning. And they only noticed it because it was announced to them by a choir of angels. And I imagine the rest of us would have noticed it too if it had been announced to us in that way. Don't be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people of the world. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Those words hint at a profound wonder. To you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. God became a man. God became a man. The eternal creator of the universe. He who is infinite power and majesty wrapped himself up in human flesh, in the frailty and vulnerability of a newborn infant, and he gave himself to us as a gift. I will bless you. I'm going to give you a gift. I am the gift. God has come to us. John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that has been made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who has come from the Father, full of grace and truth. God is the gift. The question is, do we want that gift? Do we really recognize its value? Perhaps our gathering and worship sometimes can be kind of like Lyle. Man, I just love it. It's what I always wanted. And then we leave this place and we get distracted by everything else. Or maybe God isn't what you want, at least not that God. So many would rather have a genie than a God. Or a doting grandfather who's always pleased with us no matter what we do, but is courteous enough to stay out of the way most of the time until we need him. But this is the gift that God has given to us. He has given us himself. An infant child who would grow to become a man, and who, according to God's plan, would be hung on a cross and surrender his life in order to set right all that is wrong. In order to set us right with himself. If we can only see he is just what we have always wanted. Only he can fulfill our longings. Only he can quench our thirst and satisfy our hunger. Only he can fill the hole in our hearts. So let us rejoice, because God has given us the greatest gift that's ever been given. It is good news of great joy for everyone, everywhere. For unto us a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord.